Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. My name is Beatrice. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling in reference to I did a claim, and the person that I spoke with said some of my information was wrong, which was the date of birth and the it was the date of birth and the name.
Okay.
Close the door, baby. And the name that was on the account. So he said that he was going to change it. So every time I try to go in on the portal, it's saying my information doesn't match.
Okay,
so
let me have your social security number.
It's 422-217535.
Okay. What's your first and your last name?
My first name is Nikki, N-I-K-K-I-E. Last name is Mack, M-A-C-K.
Okay. And your date of birth?
9/14/85.
Okay. And your mother's maiden last name?
That's what it was wrong. My mother's maiden last name is Mack. And he said that it had Mary.
Okay, so I think the problem is still the date of birth. That's
okay,
not
the date
correct
of birth.
From what you should tell me. What was your date of birth?
9/14/85.
Yeah, that's still not correct. Okay.
So I'm not sure how that information got twisted because I haven't filed unemployment in years.
Okay. But did you recently open it up?
I just opened up one it was Monday.
Okay.
And that's what he was telling me, that it was that information was wrong. So he was supposed to fix it.
Okay. So let me see here.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Then I got a car.
What's your driver's license number, ma'am?
7435. 275.
Okay. All right. So I think all you need to do is change the date of birth, is from what I understand here.
Okay.
And you opened it up this week, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Monday.
Okay. So you don't have to do your weekly certification until...
I did it on Sunday.
Oh, you already did one on Sunday, and it took it?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh, it did, because I called it in.
Okay. Okay, so let me see if I can just put another request for you. Okay, let's see here.
Then also, I received card in the mail today, and when I tried, I guess since the information in the system wasn't correct, I couldn't activate the card.
Okay. And you said your birthday was September
14/19/85.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so let me put in that request for you, okay? And you said your mother's maiden last name was Mac, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that's correct. Okay. All right. So they corrected one thing, but not the other. Okay.
Right.
So we're going to go ahead and submit that other request, and we'll see if they can fix that for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You need to try to do your weekly certification again by Friday, before Friday,
okay.
Because otherwise you'll lose it and it'll close. Okay.
Even if I just did it this morning.
Yeah, you could try. Well, oh, you did it this
morning. I did it Sunday.
Okay.
Well, at 12:01 Sunday.
Okay, so then just try to do it again Sunday. Okay, and
okay.
We did request the change of the date of birth.
Okay, so a question about the debit card that I received. Since I can't activate that, but I did set up direct deposit, will it still be fine if the funds go into the account?
If you did set up direct deposit, yes, ma'am. That shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so
all right.
So how long does it normally take
for
the change?
The change, I couldn't tell you. Probably like 72 hours. But the approval for the system to get approved takes 3 or more weeks.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
I know about that
so,
part. Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
Yeah, that takes a while. So you might want to go on labor.alabama.gov to check and see what the status of that is.
Yeah, I did. But like with that PIN number and that information not matching, it wouldn't allow me to.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But you
all
said
right.
Check back in 72
yeah.
hours. I'll do
exactly.
that. Thank you.
Yeah. See, and if not, you can go ahead and call 1-800-361-4524.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And see if you could do it that way. You're welcome, ma'am. You have a good day now. Thank you for.
You
sorry for the inconvenience.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye bye now.